Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeehaw! I got my sequins and saddles on. I'm ready to go.
Wow, you look good, Bob.
Why, thank you, sir.
You look amazing.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, I tell you.
Pretty much.
It is 9:07 right now, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a very special guest in the studio, Randy Osborne. He is a state committeeman for the Republican Party representing Marion County. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
It is great to see you again, and you have... Tell me about this awesome event you have lined up.
Bob, we have one of the best list of speakers that I've ever seen in Marion County. It is absolutely amazing. For example, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, if you remember, he gave one of the inauguration prayers at Trump's inauguration and brought down the house. It was a famous prayer now that's out there. It's called the Freedom, Let Freedom Ring prayer. Dr. Latipo, he's coming as an author. Name of his new book is Transcend Fear, and it's about COVID. Great. And, of course, we have Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be there. Also, this is unusual for any event, but we have two candidates that are running for governor. One is Byron Donalds, Congressman Byron Donalds, and former Speaker of the House Paul Renner. Both of those will be there. Both of them will be speaking at that event. So we're really excited about it. We have John Kahn. He's the COO of Breitbart. He's going to be there. He's also a musician, which a lot of people don't know about that, but he wrote two songs that one of them was a Tea Party favorite that people don't even know about. And the other one was Fighter, which was sung at one of the Trump events at Madison Square Garden.
Wow, you do have a talented list of people that are going to be there. That is interesting. So you're going to have U.S. Congressman Byron Donalds and Florida Speaker Paul Renner, and they're both running for governor. And, you know, both staunch conservatives seem like they have their credentials lined up. And this will be an interesting primary coming up. Have you heard of anybody else that's thinking about jumping in?
We've heard some noise about a couple people, but we really don't know if they're going to get in or not. And because of these two candidates, they're so strong. If I was running, of course, obviously I'm a no person, but if I was to do this, I would say, wow, we've got two good candidates. Let's leave it there. But who knows? Somebody else might get in the race.
Well, you never know, but you'll be in the know if you attend this Sequins and Saddles event, which is November 15th, and that'll be here before you know it. And I want to make sure that people know there's a VIP ticket option for you, and you get to go in and join the and begin the festivities a little bit early. But ticket sales end for this on November the 8th. So it's imperative that you take action on this right away, because you have to have a ticket to get in, and they're not going to sell any at the door, correct?
That is correct. So the tickets start at $100, and then VIP goes up to about $150. I just want to put a shout out to our county chair, Bridget Smith, and PG Schaefer, which is our state committee woman. And the rest of the board have done an excellent job this year. And we're really, really excited about the event. And we're really looking forward to
it. What is the venue? I didn't see it listed here.
Oh, this is located. It'll be located at Top of the World Auditorium. We've done that. This is the second year we've done that, and it's been a great, great venue.
Wow. How is that size-wise? Put 1,000 people in there?
You can probably put about 700.
Okay.
Somewhere in that.
Because I think you've got a pretty good draw here, and that's why I want to remind people, don't wait until the tickets sell out or you get shut out, because the 8th, they're going to absolutely cut it off so that they can properly prepare for the crowd. And, I'm sorry, it is here, Circle Square Cultural Center.
That's correct.
It is listed, and as soon as you said Top of the World, I'm like, oh, yeah. I haven't been to that particular venue. I've been to Top of the World. Looks like a nice place. Anything else that you want to add? This is the biggest fundraiser for Marion County Republican Executive Committee. This is so they can do all the great work, help to develop some folks that would run locally or even statewide, right?
That's right. Our major objective of our party is to get good, strong Republican, conservative Republicans elected. But even beyond that, we engage the issues in Marion County. We engage the issues with crime. We engage our school system, because those things are critically important for an infrastructure of any community. And as a Republican Party, we work very, very diligently on that. And this fundraiser directly helps fund those efforts.
Well, and they're very important efforts. And I don't know throughout the state of Florida if there is a lot of really strong executive committees. And I'm not being disparaging to anyone, but I just want to point out that we know in the Florida legislature, you know, there's some rhinos in there.
That's right.
And they realize, hey, if I'm going to win any election, I've got to run as a Republican, whether they are or not. And somehow, in many cases, they're able to kind of slip through, so to speak. And we hope there's more strong people like you that can kind of guide us as a gatekeeper to help steer us toward the, in this case, you know, the more conservative, the real Republicans, I guess I'd say.
That's right. We have a lot of people, and you know, that's coming in from other states, mm-hmm. and most of them are blue states. And so that is a concern that we have, not that we don't welcome them, but it's a concern that we want to make sure that we keep our state, our local communities very conservative, very strong, and economically strong. We have to have Republicans in those seats to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, fiscally, we're in great shape, you know, via Tallahassee. From that perspective, we're in very good shape. And what's the old adage? A wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition. So just remember that when somebody doesn't have a track record of conservative votes or conservative support behind them, some of these Johnny come lately, you've got to keep an eye on, right?
Well, yeah, and we've really been fortunate, and you know, the governor has touted the numbers of the growth of conservative voters in this state over the last couple of years, despite everyone who's moving here. I mean, it's only been getting stronger on our side.
It seems like people that are proactive enough to want to relocate from maybe a blue state absolutely have the reasons in mind. So when they come here, they're smart enough, I hope, that they don't want to, you know, go back to what they had before. They don't want the high taxes and the ridiculousness that goes with that.
I also have a feeling that just because of the upcoming election that's happening in New York City, mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a mass exodus coming into states like Florida.
I know. It's been talked about, and absolutely we're going to be the beneficiaries of at least some of that, it looks like, for sure. All right. Anything else that you wanted to add, Randy?
We're looking forward to it. You can go to MarionCountyREC.com, MarionCountyREC.com. Click on that site. You can get your tickets. Tickets are selling very, very quickly, so we really want to encourage you to do that as soon as possible.
Going to be a great event, November 15th, Sequins and Saddles, Circle Square Cultural Center. You've got Congressman Byron Donalds, Florida Speaker Paul Renner, and a lot of other fine folks lined up as well, so great job on that. And Randy Osborne, State Committeeman from Marion County, it is a pleasure to see you once again, and good luck with the event.
Thank you very much.
It is 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show, about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about upbeat, positive thoughts. More headlines on the way, and we'll get you an update on Hurricane Melissa as well next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Excuse you.
That wasn't a burp.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting fired up and pumped up, brother. It is 9:20 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, or you can catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Most weekdays, you know, I'll cruise on back home and maybe try to sneak a little nap in, and I'm pretty good about doing that. I'm regimented.
Yeah.
And occasionally when I flip on the TV, and yes, I take a nap with the sound on low, but the TV on, it doesn't matter. I can just hit the pillow and I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, because there's a lot of football on ABC, the last time I watched it maybe, I turn it on. And I'm getting ready for my nap, and I go, because it's like Whoopi staring at me.
Oh,
enjoy the joyless joy.
Joyless Behar.
And
yeah.
Sunny Hostin.
Who's not very sunny.
And no, not
They're
at all.
They're all names so wrong.
They really are. So anyway, and I actually caught this live yesterday. They were talking about how Trump was going to remain in power. And I'm like, I know I've reported on this kind of thing, but to actually hear them live and taking themselves seriously, it really was, I don't know, it was like a wake-up call, like, God, these people they're not kidding.
But are the women sitting there that are part of the audience, are they just kind of, are they nodding their head in like they're actually believing what they're hearing?
Yeah, they're like a bunch of little heads. Oh. They're like, yeah, going along. Wow. Sonny Hostin said that President Trump was most definitely going to try to remain in power. Co-host Whoopi said, you know who told us he was going to be a dictator on day one, and damn if he isn't a dictator. That's what she said.
Oh,
and remember, he did joke about it?
Yeah, because they said it.
Yes.
Yes, that's why he said it. Morons.
Wow.
Unreal.
He got back into office, and his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, just added more fuel to the fire. Take a look. Last week, speaking to The Economist, Bannon said, well, he's going to get a third term. So Trump 28, Trump is going to be president 28, and people just sort of get accommodated to that. Again.
Pelosi said this years ago, last time.
Right.
He's not. You'll have to drag him out.
Monday on Air Force One, Trump said, "I haven't really thought about it. We have some very good people, as you know, but I have the best poll numbers I've ever had. I would love to do it." And you know, I mean, if you haven't paid attention to Trump long enough to know by now, that's an aspect of his personality.
Yes.
He is making fun of them.
Because he's already said who he wants you to vote for next time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. He goes, who would even try to run against them?
So why are you going to put your next winning team out there, but you're not going anywhere?
It's
makes no sense.
Yeah, and then Sonny Hostin goes on. She said, the 22nd Amendment is so clear. You learn in law school. No president can run twice. Well, she got that wrong. You can run twice.
Yeah.
You can't run a third time.
Right, right.
But she said it wrong.
And she went to college. Yeah. So, and she was college graduated.
Mm-hmm. Many people who say there's no way that he would do it. Well, those are the same people that said he's the Supreme Court. He's never going to get rid of Roe v. Wade. Those are the people that said things like you're never going to have these masked men disappearing people all over the country.
What?
Those are the same people that said, oh, my goodness, are you kidding? He's never going to get rid of the Rose Garden. He's never going to get rid of the East Wing. He's done everything that people thought he would never do.
Nobody said all those things. Come on. Really? Oh, she's lost her mind. What she has.
I've actually come to the conclusion that he is most definitely going to try to remain in power because remember that East Wing? It takes a long time to build that. He's hooking up the White House because he doesn't plan on leaving it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
He already has a nicer house than the White House. Several, actually.
Inside the ballroom, apparently, there is like a high arching tower at which he will sit atop of.
Yes.
And just yell out orders to his minions.
From his throne?
Yeah, from his throne.
With his crown on?
Yeah. These people, wow.
They've really lost. And they sit on national television and spout this stuff, and people just believe it.
You know, we've talked about the ratings and how bad they are on CNN and MSNBC, for instance, and some of the late night hosts who have terrible ratings and lose money. I wonder what the deal is with The View. I'll have to do some checking on that and wonder what their ratings are like. I mean, I'd be interested to see if they actually have. I'm sure they have somewhat of a following, but it'd be interesting to see exactly, you know, to what extent. Which, oh, by the way, talking about the ballroom, it is official. Wall Street Journal put out the word, and they have it. In fact, Trump offered to build the White House ballroom for President Obama all the way back in 2010. And they blew him off. Yeah. So he's been trying to do this for a long time. Even before he was even thinking about running for president, he offered to build one because he saw how world leaders were treated. They would walk on the grass. They have to use portalettes and stuff because there's not an accommodation for them like a large ballroom.
Imagine you're going to the United States of America, most powerful country in the world, and you're going to have an event with the most powerful man in the world, and you're under a tent.
It's crazy.
Because their place isn't big enough. Yeah.
The auto pen. Back in the news, one of the most popular presidents ever, the auto pen.
I've seen the portrait. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that and whatever else comes to mind on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's the sun? Is the sun coming out today? What's going on?
It's coming out tomorrow, I heard.
Oh, okay.
They wrote a song about it.
They did. All right, Daddy Warbucks. 9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Minutes away from things that make you smile. You can start thinking about that. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, Republican out of Kentucky, demanding DOJ conduct a comprehensive investigation into former President Joe Biden's auto pen use. Look, here's the deal. Obviously, he was he had issues. And the people around him tried to cover it up. I mean, think if they had really, like, exposed him, so to speak. I think they sort of did when it came time for the debate. I think that's when they said, okay, we're switching gears now. We got to show people how much he has declined because we got to get a different candidate in there. So they just said, okay, good luck. You're on your own, Joe. And left him out there to, you know, out there blowing in the breeze, I think. But here's a more important thing that was going on. So who was signing off on all these important things that had Biden's signature on them? Of course, it wasn't his actual signature. It was the auto pen. Faced with the cognitive decline of President Joe Biden, White House aides at the direction of the Inner Circle hid the truth about the president's condition and fitness for office. And they also detailed a haphazard documentation process for pardons made by Biden, which the committee argued left room for doubt over whether the former president made those decisions himself. In the absence of sufficient documentation indicating the cognitively deteriorating President Biden himself made a given executive decision, such decisions do not carry the force of law and should be considered void, according to this report that was put out, though, by the GOP. But it's 100 pages long.
Wow.
And so I don't know if they'll really get very far with this. It will be seen by, well, everybody on the left is, oh, it's partisan, and oh, you're trying to pick on old Joe.
Well, I mean, Corinne, little KJP said he was fine. He was sharp.
They all like, lied, right? It shows how easy they can lie. And it's funny because they had to always be over the top. Like,
well, that's what made it so unbelievable.
They could have said something like, yeah, he's slowed down a little bit. It's obvious it's going to happen to us all, but he is he's very aware of what's going on around him. Whatever. You know, you can make it sellable.
This is the best Joe Biden ever, and I've known him for 40 years.
Oh, he's sharp as a tack. You walk into that room and
we
like,
can't keep up with him.
Like a laser beam, he's focused on you.
Who? I know.
Yeah.
Who believes?
So will anything come of this? No. ICE agents busted a illegal alien gang member, and it turns out that the gang member had 25 prior criminal convictions. And how can you get away with that? Well, you stay within the boundaries of the sanctuary state of California. That's how you do it. Imagine that. This guy's walking the streets up until recently.
Not accusations.
25 times convicted. Crimes such as second-degree robbery, cruelty toward the elderly, arson, theft. Yeah. In addition, ICE agents arrested illegal aliens while convicted of everything, anything that you can think of. They have illegal aliens that represent those crimes. Yeah. So, Bruce Springsteen, of whom we used to be fans of.
Yes, we were.
He left us. We didn't leave him. And he is, Well, he's something else. I mean, for this guy who pretended like, you know, and maybe it was for real for a while, you know, he's looking out for the working man and all that, you know, that's why they called him the boss and all that. And he did work hard, put on great performances. I've seen several of them. But, you know, over the last, decade or so, it really really took a hard left turn, or at least he exposed himself for the lefty that he's become, and a real turnoff to me and a lot of other people. And so it's not a really big surprise that his movie is absolutely bombing. And I had this information, some of the numbers for when it first came out, and how that first weekend was terrible. It came in fourth place. Well, now it looks like it's bombing all over the world. Director Scott Cooper's Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, didn't only bomb in the USA, bombed in the USA.
Wow.
It was rejected by 7 billion people all over the planet. Here in America, the show opened to a truly dreadful 9.1 million, with billions more customers available overseas, and he's a global superstar. You'd think that's where the money is, but no. The movie only scooped up another 7 million internationally, which means that its global overall take is a measly $16 million. How bad is that?
Ooh.
Well, box office analysts believe the worst it would do just here in America was $15 million. That's the worst they thought it could
do. That's awful.
Yeah. And it ended up only barely topping that, but using money coming in from all over the world. In this case, it is another case of go woke, go broke.
Yep.
Yep. And John Nolte writes for Breitbart. He says, well, as I wrote on Sunday, it's no secret that Springsteen has spent the better part of a decade alienating his core fans by selling them out and smearing them as racist, fascist, and un-American because they support Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just here at home, right? The question is, did Bruce behave in a boorish, elitist, and obnoxious way overseas, where he might have alienated those folks? Well, here's the answer. Springsteen's been around for over 50 years as an artist, not only identified and empathized working people, but as an artist whose color palette was made up of metaphor, stories, and subtext. Sure, it was no secret he was a leftist, but we didn't care how he voted because he always made sure his art was accessible to everyone, universal, be it the songs or the stories he told on stage. We loved the guy because we felt he was talking to us directly, and he understood what we were going through. Then it all changed. Now the core of Springsteen's supporters, even those who agree with him politically, do not recognize the obnoxious old guy ranting and raving for 10 minutes about the bad orange man. If you live in the public eye as Springsteen does, you must protect two things, your image and the goodwill of your fans. Up and down the line, just like David Letterman and Howard Stern, Bruce squandered it, sold it cheap to become a big shot in the establishment. He sold us out. He sold out his art. He stabbed us in the back and revealed that he actually hates us. So now we're hating him back. And it doesn't take much effort not to go to the movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, he lost me. He lost me, and this movie is kind of based on that Nebraska album that he put out. Which, if you listen to that album, don't listen to it all at once.
Oh, you'll go slit your wrists or something.
Yeah, you'll have to snort antidepressants immediately afterwards, and even then, you might still not feel good about yourself. That's how depressing it is. And I saw him once without the E Street Band, and he was awful. Awful.
Really?
I left early.
That's so disappointing.
And I'd seen him many times enjoyed the show.
But any of these artists, and we've seen it, you can have your political opinion. We don't have to agree. We don't care. But when you get up and you start, people have paid good money to come hear the songs that you wrote. And when you decide to turn that into a one-sided political rally, what do you expect? You know, that's not why people came to see you, a lot of them. Most of them.
No, that's exactly
entertain
right.
Entertain me, court gesture, please.
Yeah, yeah. He went into lefty land and never came back for sure.
I'm still amazed at all the rock stations around the country that, especially like 4th of July, will play "Born in the USA." I'm like, do you listen to the words of the song? Yeah, it is not pro-American.
No, he was
at all.
He was urinating on the flag. That's the album cover.
Yeah, take a look at it from a new perspective. Yes.
But people just chant that, born in the USA,
a chant,
but they never really listen to the song. And a lot of people do that. You know,
I get it. Yep.
They didn't catch the words. But and he accepted that. It's like a pro-American chant, but that is not what was written. That is not what he produced, and that's not what's on that album.
Mm-mm.
And, anyway. Chicago self-professed progressive Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson said on Saturday there are no illegal aliens in his city. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
He said, and if you do say that, you are racist. He went on to say that if we refer to undocumented individuals as illegal aliens, then we should also call black people slaves.
What?
Yeah.
He's really lost his mind.
Yeah, he kept saying it. We don't have illegal aliens. I don't know if that's from some sort of sci-fi message that you wish you had.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you remember growing up? All aliens must report to the post office, or you must do this or that. Remember that?
Yes.
And they used the term aliens.
Well, everybody knows what it means. And illegal means you're not a legal citizen here yet.
Or you're not here illegally.
Illegal
you don't have a green card.
Exactly.
You don't have a visa. You have no documentation
He's
that says you're here legally.
With words.
Yep.
No.
Johnson's inflammatory rhetoric kicked off after a reporter asked him why he has yet to supply the federal government with his report on how much his administration has spent on illegal aliens. Yeah, how much have you spent on them? Housing or food or medical care? How much have you spent? He refuses to allow anybody to look at the books on that.
And so he actually had the gall to say that if you use that term, you have to call black people slaves.
Yep. He went on to once again conflate racism against blacks with the migrant issue. And he added, listen, the legal term for my people were slaves. You want me to use that term, too? Well, yeah, if it's 1864.
The operative word there
is
were.
You missed it by this much.
I mean,
historically, yes. Many black people were enslaved.
And so were Irish, and so were Chinese, and so were, and so on, and so on.
Yeah.
I know. Selective rage. Outrage.
And he is, like, one of those people that is, like, over the top.
Oh,
like,
yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, some presidents, maybe Trump will take a page out of this guy's book and never really retire.
Well, that's what the left is telling
us
anyway.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
The world's oldest living president, 92-year-old Paul Biya of Cameroon, was confirmed the winner of the latest election by the nation's top court on Monday, despite decades of protest over election irregularities that left four people dead. Mm. He's been in office since 1982.
Wow.
Since 70% of Cameroon's population is under 35, most of the country cannot remember a time when he was not in power.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, but I'm not saying he's a good leader. I don't follow Cameroon politics, but I can tell you he'll be real close to 100 if he serves out this term.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Those who have power don't like to let it go.
Mm-mm.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. Looking for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts and stories. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Oh, it's another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's making me smile is your coverage of Mount Washington. I hiked Mount Washington in year 1978. I was a 10-year-old and living in Rhode Island, and my stepfather, Lauren, guided us up there. And it was just so beautiful. It was summer, so we didn't have to burn. We didn't have to freeze. And then the other thing is Mount Washington is known for having the highest wind speed in the Guinness Book of World Records at 217 miles per hour. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think it was actually higher than that, but it's no longer the record holder. Mm. Somebody beat it.
Wow.
But yeah, that was all the way back to the 40s. I'll have to look for it because I took a picture of the sign. Not to correct you, but I think it was higher.
Cool.
But that's high enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
My goodness.
That'll blow your hair.
That'll blow your hair. Mm-hmm. Gunny, good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, thoughts of my dad telling me that whenever things are upsetting you or that, you always got to find a reason to laugh instead of cry or complain. So I laugh at all these protests, and they move on to the next shiny object, and I thought the next shiny object is going to be this ballroom. So we're going to have posters and teachers that say, no balls in the White House.
There you go.
It's all about perspective.
Well, but you could say that Trump's bringing balls back to the White House.
Oh, since Big Mike's gone?
Since he's building a ballroom.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I misunderstood what you were saying.
Did you?
Well, maybe not. Hey, got one real quick. My buddy Jeremy Camp, part of a big tour coming to Gainesville tonight.
Yeah.
Will Graham, Billy Graham's grandson, going to be speaking. And Jeremy Camp is part of the entertainment. I've known him for probably 20 years.
He's big time.
Oh, he's big time. He's an amazing singer. So.
Yep. Christian artist and a lot of records to his credit.
Looking forward to seeing
whatever they call them now. They used to be records, albums. Yes. Then they were like CDs. Or wait, they were cassettes.
Yeah.
They were 8-tracks.
Yeah.
All that.
Now it's just all digital.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all ones and zeros.
Mm-hmm.
The Smoking Gun is next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Gavin Newsom was on a podcast with ex-NBA players Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. Newsom tried to claim he had some sort of tough childhood. He said, I grew up hustling, and I was out there kind of raising myself. Like he had this hard-scrabble, poverty-stricken, lower-class life as a child. He goes, yeah, Kraft macaroni and cheese, that's how I grew up. Adam Carolla called him out and said, oh, you should know that Newsom's dad was lead counsel for Getty Oil, one of the wealthiest countries, families in the world. Oh, and he also gave him money to start a winery at 25. He goes, yeah, and he got it from the Getty family, just like you and I did when we were 25. Busted, Gavin. Fake again. That's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.